This is the BBC.
Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes discussing what my reputation is in the office here at Radio 1. Another Take Me Out game where we try and come up with some good answers for the lads' questions from the actual TV show. And one of our listeners has made it. Internet famous. She's a Twitter moment because of going to a kebab shop. And we begin another week. Cheers, Madeira. Thank you, Clara. This is Scott with Chris on Radio 1.
All right.
Hello. Tell me you had an interesting weekend.
Tell me that I had an interesting weekend.
Yeah.
I had quite a chilled one. Saw some friends on Friday. There's a few FA Cup matches over the weekend. That was good to see. Yeah, it was nice. How about you?
Well, I'm trying to do this... I've not really talked about this. I'm trying to do this mad fitness thing at the moment.
I think you're crazy.
Which means that I have to eat like really strict meals. There's no drinks. There's no fun.
But I've never seen you stick to something like this before. How far in are you? Like 2 weeks, I'd say.
Three weeks.
Yeah, you're doing well.
It's hard. And the worst bit is the weekend when everyone else is like, yeah, we're going out. And loads of my friends were at the rugby in Wales at the weekend and I was getting all these calls from people going, yeah, we're having a great time. And I'm like, oh God, FOMO to the max.
Because you've turned into one of those. I noticed it on Insta that you're always in a gym.
Yeah. It won't last, but... I'm trying to do it, and I'm trying to do it to, like, prove it to myself, but the weekend is just like, oh, I wish I could tell you I'd done something interesting, but
yeah.
I haven't.
Well, this is the worry. Do you think that you're going to become a lot more boring?
Yes, I already have.
You see, but that's a huge problem business-wise for us.
And also, like, without going into too much detail, what would you say my... Having been here a while, what would you say my reputation is here at Radio 1?
Yeah, but you won't be able to do anything to change your reputation now. Too far in.
No, but what would you say? Would you say it's a fun?
Well, I'd say it's not
fun.
It's, yeah, fun.
Outgoing.
Sometimes. Outgoing too much.
Yes.
Going out too much.
That
sort of reputation. Yeah,
indeed. So, like, people aren't expecting it.
No, but no one believes it. Everyone keeps saying to me, "Oh, is he actually sticking to it?"
Right.
Though?
I see.
So
that's
even when
reputation.
You try and be healthy, no one believes you anyway.
Oh, what's the point?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Okay, see what you think of this. We played it a couple of times already. It's my new tune of the week. Introducing Bibi Rexha and Florida George Line.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Where it begins.
If it's meant to be.
You know, last year, everything either sounded like Chainsmokers or Despacito.
True.
I think you're going to be hearing that sound a lot more this year. Look at what Justin Timberlake's doing at the moment.
That is true. Also, I love that song. It's a little bit emotional, but if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, Scott.
Exactly. Just ride with me.
Well, not the...
Okay. Well, no, like, because Justin...
wasn't a sentiment, no.
Justin's made that song with Chris Stapleton, who's like a massive American country singer. Bibi Rexha getting there together with Florida George Line. Big in the country world.
I think that's such a good song.
Massive. That is flying in the US. What do you think of it? It's meant to be. Bibi Rexha, Florida George Line. I'll play that for you every day this week. I just like the country beginning as well.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
Yeah, we wish we could go back to these days.
Did you see Take Me Out at the weekend? I was very confused by the end. More on this coming up. But we've got another Take Me Out game at 3:10 today. You know where the guy, the cheesy guy with the he has to go, so girls, I'm a bit of a joker. If you were a joker, which comedian would you be?
Exactly.
And they go, I'd like to be. We have to try and make up our own answers. But we've got questions from the boys from the actual show. Good fun game.
Yeah.
3:10.
People loved this game when we did it last.
Yeah. What's mad today, we're getting so many messages in Spanish. And I was like, why is everyone suddenly, like, messaging in Spanish to Radio 1? Because Camila Cabello was on this morning.
Oh, of course.
We've got Esta Camalando, Camila Legalando, Por favor, el tana brinicada derido, con libre mi musica.
In exactly that voice.
Yeah.
One.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
One.
Where it begins.
You say nothing at all.
Hello, Dav, who says, about time Ready One got into some country. Play some Thomas Rhett next. Or Blake Shelton. I mean, we've already had Florida George Lime and BB Rexha. And now Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton. We're not a country station.
So why are you not keen? You made it sound like it's not your thing.
It's no, I mean, a lot of big artists are bringing a bit of country into the mainstream now, but I'm not saying we should go full more country. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what, like, full country is, really.
Oh, babe. Oh, you haven't lived. Right, can we make this a show? Right, let's make this a show feature tomorrow.
Well, show me full country, because I think you're right. I don't think technically I have lived whilst that's been a thing.
Oh, my word. Country music is... I don't want to annoy the country music fans. It's not that, producer Mark. It's some of it is just... Especially some of the older stuff is... It's funny.
All right, well, show and tell.
There we are. On-air production meeting there. Country music.
Education.
Educate Chris and other listeners.
Good.
Tomorrow. Do you reckon it must be mad? You know, when you just, like, I don't know, do some Instagrams or whatever from a night out, and then you notice, like, you wake up on Monday and, like, you're on Twitter Moments.
Oh, that never happens.
Right, it does to some people. We're going to speak to one of those people next.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. BBC. Radio 1.
Where it begins. Yes, Bruno Mars, Cardi B, Finesse on Radio 1. Wait there for Stormzy and M&EK and 21 Pilots. Hello, Moya. Can I just say, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a Twitter moment.
That's mad though, isn't it? You must be buzzing.
I've become unbelievably arrogant over the last, like, day and a half.
Yeah, you've right. changed.
Ditched all my friends, got a new entourage, it's great.
Okay, right, so tell me, you went out on Friday night, right, you went out for a couple of drinks and then you went to Standard, a local kebab shop in East London, yes?
I did. Can I just shout out Alibaba's, Dalston?
Sure.
Better than Super Kebab up the street.
Wow, okay.
That's in your opinion, obviously, I'm sure Super Kebab's
obviously,
also
yep.
good. All right, so tell me exactly what happened.
Okay, well, it's all quite fuzzy, so I've pieced it together from both the evidence on my phone and my friends. I apparently went to Alibaba's and with my new phone, which I got the other day, decided it would be the perfect time to do a photo shoot with the legends behind the counter. And I wasn't aware of this photo shoot until the next morning.
Yeah.
So I woke up, had a text from my friend who said, good kebab pics. Wasn't really sure what he was talking about, so I headed to Instagram, and it turned out I'd uploaded a full photo set of kebab pics.
Literally, it's like a full-on photo shoot of all the staff.
It's so beautiful. There's so much, like, I did not know I had this talent. I did not know I could do this.
But you take beautiful photos.
I take beautiful photos in certain circumstances.
Yeah, right. that's your gimmick, isn't it? You can only take such good photos when you've had a night out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be it.
Do you know all their names? Do you know all the names?
No.
You've got some of the staff there, like some of them are just like looking kind of like gazing into the camera model style. Then you've got some of them actually holding some of the kebabs there.
I feel like that was my kebab. Well, I don't know that. I go in there regularly. I don't know their names, but they don't know my name either. They call me Cheesy Chips.
Because standard order. Okay.
That's my standard order. But I got a kebab that night, but I didn't remember getting the kebab. It was only afterwards when I said to my friend, did I lose that kebab? He said, no, you ate it while you uploaded those pictures, which none of which...
Amazing.
I thought I'd lost it. I thought I'd lost the kebab. I was actually quite sad about it.
No, well, there's one of the men there holding it. The attention to detail, the shots, it's like a professional photographer has done these.
I'm kind of David Bailey. I don't know what happened.
You should take the pictures of the food that goes above in the kebab house, because sometimes I think those pictures need, you know, they're not very good. Well, you know, like the pictures of the food.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you're that good at taking the pictures of the people, get the pictures of the food as well.
Yeah, get Barbas to employ you to do new pictures of their food, because some of the kebab food pictures are terrible.
Yeah.
And the food is actually a lot better than the pictures.
To be honest, I feel like I should be paying them for allowing me to take the pictures.
Do you know what? Whilst you're famous, you see, you've got yourself into such a good situation here because I often tweet or Insta on a night out. And I've got into this situation where if I've gone a night out, one of the first things, if not the first thing I do when I wake up, is go and see what I've put on Twitter or Insta so I can delete it. Because, Scott, you know me, I always get really emotional.
You do.
And then I go on Twitter and I send these big, long, emotional posts.
Yeah.
I did one, do you remember when we went away, Scott, when we were in New York?
Yeah.
And that lady that I thought was the new Susan Boyle.
Yes.
I went on Twitter there saying, this lady's amazing. She's changed my life.
We met a girl.
I want to change hers.
We met a girl, but you can't even remember her name.
I don't remember her name.
Tina.
Tina, that was it.
She was a singer in a bar in New York, and she did a brilliant version of a Pink song.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know.
Well, she was doing loads of like musical songs as well.
Yeah. And she was just singing in this bar, and we were like, oh my God, we could make her, like we could play her on the show. Like, it could be like when Susan Boyle, like when... When Susan Ball won Britain's Got Talent, oh my God, we're going to make this lady, and we forgot.
But there'll be so many people listening. There'll be so many people listening right now who have tweeted or put stuff on Insta that they really regret and have had to delete it the next day.
Yeah,
I do that all the time. Though this is the singular like shot in the dark. No,
you've done well.
You've done so
usually
well.
It's just like angry tweets about people who've ghosted me.
Enjoy your moment.
Also, I don't want to say what your camera is, but your phone is rather, but the camera on it is swish, swish, swish.
It's swish, swish. Not really in the basket.
It totally is.
It's big news.
And like just on Twitter there, you're up there with Liam Payne.
Whoa.
You're up there with Donald Trump.
Whoa. Oh no.
You're up there with
that's not good company.
With Morrison's.
That's great.
And just below, money saving expert Martin Lewis.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
This is Radio 1. Kendrick and SZA, All the Stars. Calvin Harris coming up with one of his you have not heard for a while. Also Demi Lovato and Martin Jensen. More people that listen abroad to our show.
Good.
So we've got this guy, Mark, who's 24, from Staffordshire. English lad, living and working in New Zealand for 6 months. Mentioned me on the podcast. He's coming home in mid-May, working on a dairy farm, Sunday to Thursday. He's been to... See, I know a bit more about New Zealand than I've been. He's been so far to Queenstown, Dunedin, Hamner Springs, Kaikoura and Christchurch. He says it's pretty exhausting, but mention me because I'm having the time of my life. Also, Joel and Lindsay, they're from Belfast, moved out to Canberra, Australia for work. They listen to our shows at the weekend. They save them up for their weekend trips in the bush.
Aww.
And so they listen to 5 podcasts in a row. Hi, guys.
One, Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio
1.
Where it begins.
I like it. I know Greg James is a fan of that as well. Demi Lovato, Tell Me You Love Me. Talking of Greg, I know that at the weekend, you might have seen on his social, he is having a like mild panic attack about what he's got to do this time next week. So he's doing Gregathlon Pedal to the Peaks for sport relief. I mean, it's just an insane idea. Mm. He said that he would never do Gregathlon again, and here he is. You know why he said yes? Because it's a whole lot harder. So, like, I know that over the weekend he had a little wobble. Obviously, through the whole thing, which starts next Monday, we're going to need your support as he does pedal to the peaks because it's miles and miles and miles and miles and massive mountains. Like, it's going to be ridiculous. The weather's going to be rubbish. Everything's going to be against him, the elements. Like, so we need some Radio 1 family love. So, like, maybe when he comes on air today, just give him a, Greg, it's going to be fine. We love you, man. That kind of stuff at 4 o'clock because he's going to need that come this time next week.
I think as well with some of these challenges, like every now and then one pops up where I'd hate him to hear this, but one that you could legitimately actually not succeed in. It's that hard. Like
he is listening.
I don't want him to not get encouraged by that, but this is seriously, seriously tough what he's going to do.
Yeah.
It's exciting as well, but it's tough.
I think he's good terrified at the moment, but just give him a little, you know, like we all
you
love Greg.
You can do it, Greg.
Yeah, give him a little pat at 4 o'clock today.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Jay-Z and Beyonce... Family Feud on BBC Radio 1. La, 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 la.
That song was made absolutely horrible for me here with you singing along to it.
La, 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 la.
It's almost like
the worst
horror movie. Like that would be going around in your nightmare. La, 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 la. Then you wake up in a cold sweat. 3:10 today. It's the take me out game. You know when the guys on the show ask the girls a question and they have to come up with a slightly kind of flirty answer? We think we can do better generally. So play along with us at 3:10 on the game Take Me Out. It's actually taken from the show as well.
Yeah.
So these are actual questions from the
show. From the real show. It's the Take Me Out game. We'll play it later.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
No, don't. Honestly. And never again. It was horrible for everyone here.
Join
just
in.
No one has the guts to tell you.
Becky, join in with me. La! Okay, stop. Okay, so Becky, Chris, is 23. She's from Northampton, and she's a property photographer.
Oh,
good
wow.
job. Hot job.
Thank you.
So you make houses look sexy.
Yeah, I try to anyway.
So have you been taking any photos of properties today?
Yeah, I've got some nice ones today. Had some really nice ones last week, though.
You know when you're in a really small house, do you...
Yeah.
Like, I imagine you've got to get right into the corner for the photo.
Long lens.
On a little step ladder there and a wide lens, right?
Literally, my wall sits are brilliant because I sit up against the corner and it's all about the wide-angle lens.
Oh, right, so it's your fault. So when you go around the property, it's like, oh, it looks a lot bigger on the pictures.
Yeah, that's our fault. Sorry about that.
Tell me about the ones last week because I love just hearing about people's nice houses.
Last week, there was one that had... the en-suites were amazing. There was one that had, like, a glass bath, which was a little bit weird. You'd have to fill it up with loads of bubbles.
Well, see-through.
See-through bath?
Yeah. Like completely glass, absolutely.
Oh, why would you do that?
It's probably Charlie Sloth's house.
Yeah, you just probably have to be into that. But yeah, and there's been double decker garages before and stuff like that. Yeah,
how'd you get the car up?
Literally, they had like lifts, so cars were just stacked one on top of the other. And the guy was like, "Yeah, I need to move house because I need a bigger garage."
Yeah, you've already got a double decker, babe.
And I'm like, wow. Okay, I think that's fine. That's bigger than my house, but
right,
yeah, fine,
exactly.
Whatever.
Do you ever get, like a bit jealous? Because it's like, oh, I wish I lived somewhere like this.
The worst thing is when you go to a really nice house and you look how much it's being listed for and you think, okay, I'm never going to live there.
Yeah, never going to get a mortgage on that. All right, okay. Here's what I've got for you today, Becky.
Brilliant.
It's actually from my gay pop playlist. It's Uniting Nations and Out of Touch.
No, it's pretty good.
True.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It is good.
Okay.
Good. Or you can have my banger choice today. It's this.
Oh, very different.
Very different. This isn't from the same playlist.
No.
But I assume. And this is Kaiser Chiefs. Every day I love you less and less.
Yeah,
do you know what also?
Well.
I was playing that playlist last night, which made me think of that song. Do you know what's also on there, which is a banger, which I'm going to put in?
Sunset Strippers?
No. 10,000 Nights by Alphabeat. What a tune.
Oh, what a tune. You should definitely put that in. What was the main alphabet?
Fascination.
Fascination, yeah.
Also a tune. And also on that playlist. Becky?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah?
The choice is yours.
Yes?
It's difficult because they're both so different. I think, it's really hard. I think I'm going to have to go with Chris's one.
Scott Mills. I tell you what, it's mad how many people want to have my playlist that I just mentioned. Tom in London, fancy sharing that playlist, Scott? Someone says, I'm training for the London Marathon at the moment. That playlist would be mint. Maybe I'll make it available on my socials. That was Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You Less and Less, which means Chris wins the first one of the week on Bangers. Boo. Alphabeat's definitely getting on soon.
Scott Mills.
Get wavy.
Click on Radio 1 with Alika. Church is coming up.
Oh, yes.
And Portugal the Man. One adult ticket to Black Panther, please. Yeah, there's two of you in that coat. I just wish I was there.
We should do it. We definitely got to do it.
Like, living out cartoon situations is great.
Scott Mills.
Let's do another round of the Take Me Out game. I watched the whole thing at the weekend. Did you see it?
I did, actually, yeah.
Yeah. It was the last in the series. Can you explain to me, because I'm not a regular viewer, why was everyone dressed as cavemen and women at the end?
Got ya. It's because you can't wait till next week to find out how the people on Fernando's did, can you? Because it's the very last episode.
Ah.
So what they do is they basically make out they've gone into a time machine, that's why they were cavemen, to be able to show the VTs from what happened in Fernando's.
I mean, I love everyone on that show, but that was terrible. Terrible.
I thought it was a bit weird. I've heard a rumour that they're flipping it around sometime soon, so it's all going to be blokes.
I believe that's true, yes.
Yeah, to celebrate, like, the millionth episode or something.
Yeah, I think it's, like, 10 series.
Wow.
And I think, isn't Paddy bringing back his best boys as well?
Oh, is he?
I think so, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be that total melt, the one that managed to insult everyone on it. Do you remember that? It's one of my favourite videos to go to when I'm bored. This guy, he used to go out with Jodie Marsh.
Yes.
And then he did, throughout all the rounds, he managed to absolutely insult everyone on it to the point where the last girl left didn't actually want to go to Fernando's with him.
Right, okay, we'll try and find this in a minute after. Let's play the Take Me Out game. It's dead simple. You know where the guy's asking girls questions and they give the answers, which are often cheesy? We've got to try and think of better ones than the girls do. So we're going to get some actual questions from the boys on Take Me Out. We've got to imagine that we're the girl and come up with a good answer. Ready?
I'm ready.
We only have 10 seconds to do this, so can we have our first question, please?
If I had to be a fictional character, I'd probably be Bart Simpson, because I'm always getting myself into mischief. If you were a fictional character, who would you be and why? Mm.
They always laugh, don't they?
Yeah.
Rubbish jokes.
I might add some laughs into ours. There was one last week where it was like, I'm allergic to cheese, and they all went, ha! Now, is that added on after?
It's almost like the very first bit of whatever they say, they're going to laugh at.
Yeah, but it can be anything. It's like, hi, I've got athlete's foot, and not funny. Right, OK. 10 seconds. Let's hear it again.
If I had to be a fictional character, I'd probably be Bart Simpson, because I'm always getting myself into mischief. If you were a fictional character, who would you be and why?
OK, fictional character, who and why? Play along at home or in the car. 8-1-9-9.
Pinocchio. Length of nose.
Oh, this is so hard.
This is...
That's it. We're done.
One sec. Yes.
Okay.
I actually think I've got a good one.
Okay. You go first.
If I had to be a fictional character, I'd probably be Bart Simpson, because I'm always getting myself into mischief. If you were a fictional character, who would you be and why?
I'd be Harry Potter. Choose me and I'll show you my golden snitch.
Good. Remember, we're the girls in this situation, which I keep forgetting when we play the game, don't I?
Yeah, you don't quite get this game right a lot of the time.
Okay,
let me know. What I did there, though.
Yeah, very good.
Golden snitch.
Am I... let's see if I'm doing it right here. Okay. Hi, boys. Is it just one boy?
It's one boy.
Hello, lad. If I were a fictional character, I'd be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
I'm young, I've got mystical powers, I've got strength, I've got ability, and we could practice hand-to-hand combat together. A chance for me to see your non-lethal weapon.
Oh, you got there in the end, yeah.
Is that too long? Or?
It's quite long, but you were trying to get to the point, because it's always got to have a little bit of innuendo. It's always got to be like that.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that was quite good from you.
Thank you, OK. Here were the actual answers.
I'd be Bob the Minion, because he's always running into things, but he's all kind of cute when he does it.
Can I have an accent for the next one? Because there's loads of girls with accents on it, and I think I'd do better if I had an accent.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'd have to say Anastasia, and maybe you can be my Mr. Grey.
Who's Anastasia?
Oh, 50 Shades, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
That's not. Is that a fictional character? I suppose it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That's definitely fiction, Ben.
Oh, no, because I was just thinking of cartoons in my head. I was originally trying to think up something about Pinocchio and his nose.
I was thinking of singer from the 90s. Hello.
Who did he go with?
He picked Lucy, girl number one, Minions.
Oh, good.
Okay, here's our next one.
Okay, ladies, to be a great wrestler, you need to have a attention-seeking name. If you were a wrestler, what would your name be?
Okay, we've got a song to think about this, so let us know your suggestions. 8-1-9. Remember, you're the girl. If you're a wrestler, what would your name be?
BBC Radio 1.
You there.
Scott Mills.
I'm standing. I'm standing. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. That was James Arthur. And before James, we ask you to get involved with this question on the Take Me Out game.
Okay, ladies, to be a great wrestler, you need to have an attention-seeking name. If you were a wrestler, what would your name be?
Obviously, the most popular ones at the moment, I'd be a Flintstone and show you how to make your bed rock. Classic.
Yeah, well that was the fictional character one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes, it's going back. Scooby-Doo, I'd Yabba Dabba Do You, etc. There's loads.
Same with the wrestler. It's a lot of the same thing being thrown out there, Scott. The Destroyer, I can't say why.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Right, yeah, there's not. Can you see any we can read?
No. Not
okay, ladies, to be a great wrestler, you need to have an attention seeking name. If you were a wrestler, what would your name be?
Okay. I don't know whether mine is fine.
I don't know if mine's okay.
But we had a song to think about it, so.
I think I've gone over creative with mine.
Well, I haven't, because I couldn't think of anything.
Would you like to go first?
Yeah.
No. Okay, ladies, to be a great wrestler, you need to have an attention seeking name. If you were a wrestler, what would your name be?
Okay, can I have an accent?
Go on then.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
It's good.
My wrestler name would be the Big Thirsty. Because I'm quite big. And I'm thirsty.
Hang on, I think we should I think we've got to be a bit careful about some of these.
Thirsty for a date with you.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were gonna be thirsty for something else there.
Also my other one would be Justine Credible. Because I'm just incredible.
Just incredible. Yeah. Okay.
Got two there for you. Press the one.
All right.
Okay, ladies, to be a great wrestler, you need to have an attention-seeking name. If you were a wrestler, what would your name be?
I'd be one half of the unbeatable tag team, the Fernando Flames. I'd make you cry for help. 5 minutes against me, and you'll have the rock on. The wrestler,
yeah,
The Rock.
Yeah, I got you, yeah. The Rock. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, really good.
Good.
Okay. Here's what the girl said.
I would be Dynamite Danielle, because it's pretty catching anyway, but I'm hoping that it can make the sparks fly in Fernando's.
What?
I lost
What's
track.
Catching?
I would be Dynamite Danielle, because it's pretty catching anyway, but I'm...
Catchy, okay, got you.
Catchy?
Dynamite Danielle. No, she's saying that Dynamite Danielle's a catchy name, is she? And
I would be the classy klutz, because when you first see me, I look classy, and then I'm a massive klutz.
No, I understand. I can also be a klutz. Okay, you've got the length of churches to give us your best answer to this on 81199. Go.
Ladies, if I was to create my own fragrance, it would be called the Essence of Heckle. If you would create your own perfume, what would it be called and why?
Scott Mills. This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yeah, there's some good ones. H from Lincoln. Mine would be Au Naturel if I had a perfume because I'm a vegan.
Cherry from Stanford. I'd name it Eau de You because I'm going to get all Eau de You.
And this person says, if I made my own perfume, I would call it Essence of Red or White because I really don't mind.
Would you want red or white?
It's not a day goes by where I don't get I never get fed up with that Gemma Collins clip.
Would you want red or white?
Ladies, if I was to create my own fragrance, it would be called the Essence of Heckle. If you would create your own perfume, what would it be called and why?
Why would it be called the Essence of Heckle?
Or maybe he was a comedian or something on the show.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm not sure I've got a good one for this.
Well, hang on. I've basically got nothing at the moment. This was the hardest one I think we've ever had to do.
Yeah.
And I was really tempted to just rob someone else's.
Yeah, well, I had just had a look as well.
Look at my brainstorming here, Scott. Midnight Frog.
Yeah. Right, I looked at some actual names of colognes just to try and rob one. Mm. And there's some mad ones. There's one called Touch It.
Is there?
I think it's by Burberry.
Or Busta Rhymes.
Justin Bieber had one called Justin Bieber's Next Girlfriend, which is a tease if you're a fan, isn't it?
Oh, right.
And
And sorry, so you can wear a perfume called Justin Bieber's Next Girlfriend?
Yeah, well, it's called as Justin Bieber Next Girlfriend.
Oh, my word.
There's also one called Fat Electrician. Like, who would want to wear that, please?
That's awesome.
Okay, it's a hard one. Okay.
Ladies, if I was to create my own fragrance, it would be called The Essence of Heckle. If you would create your own perfume, what would it be called and why?
All right, love. My own perfume would be called Intense Wood. Because I can't say that either.
No, you've got the first line. Mate, I've done exactly the same. Give me the question.
Okay.
Ladies, if I was to create my own fragrance, it would be called The Essence of Heckle. If you would create your own perfume, what would it be called and why?
Mine would be Desperation. That's it. Oh, I really feel we failed on the last one.
We were bad on the last one. Maybe you have to add, like... because one snip of me and you'd be desperate to take me to Fernando's.
Yes, you've got the game.
There we are.
You're nailing it. You win.
Done. Let's hear what the girl said.
Mew, because me and you are perfect together.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
I'd call my perfume Bianca Maria so you can smell sweet like me.
I don't get it.
Well, it's obviously a name, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Let us know if you had any better ones than our perfume ones, because ours were rubbish.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1. Incredible scenes right now at Manchester Piccadilly train station. Example's got half an hour to wait for his train, so he's inviting people on Twitter to go and have a photo with him. Loads of people are already. He's like, here you are, mate. Has a picture with this guy and then tweets him back going, by the way, get your phone fixed, it's smashed.
Is this with or without chicken? That's normally his gimmick, isn't it? Well, normally he invites people to go have chicken with him.
Yeah, no, he's just saying, come and have a photo. My train's not for half an hour.
Love him.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Where it begins.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.